These are the letters, first from Christopher DeFonso of Mission Viejo, California. I was very moved by Angela Kebeb's column. As a flawed and sinful person, I could relate to Mary Magdalene's inability to recognize Jesus at his tomb. I feel that often I don't hear or I misinterpret what God is saying to me, and that I often don't see clearly at all what God is showing me. In other words, I'm not often tuned in to God's audio or visual message. I also see parallels between Jesus' mother, Mary, and Mary Magdalene. Mary gave birth to Jesus. Mary Magdalene witnessed Jesus' rebirth, or the resurrection. This from Jeffrey Fox from Centerville, Ohio. I suppose there are limitless historical mind games we could play. For instance, I can't help but wonder if, instead of raining on everyone's 4th of July parade, one might settle on an earlier year than 1776 or even 1619. Maybe as Lutherans, we ought to turn the calendar back to 1516, the year prior to the Reformation. When we consider the seemingly endless wars, inquisitions, and holocausts that have ensued, perhaps instead of red, we should wear black on Reformation Sundays to mourn the seemingly endless damage inflicted on the body of Christ and Christian unity. Instead of wringing our hands over the latest fad playing out in the mainstream media, maybe we could focus our time, prayers, and discussions on what more we can do to repair this historic breach in Christ's church perpetrated by our forebearers. This letter from Pastor Hub Nelson. I just read the May issue after not receiving the ELCA magazine for a decade. I've been a pastor with many synod leadership roles for 60 years, and I've felt cut off until the last few months. I'm so proud to be a Lutheran again after receiving the April and May issues. We have an inclusive and inspiring ministry. Living Lutheran is a great magazine, and I look forward to the next issues. This from Jennifer Petrichek of Racine, Wisconsin. Thank you for continuing to provide content that challenges ELCA members to take a principled, Christ-centered stand against the evils of racism, sexism, anti-LGBTQ bigotry, and environmental abuse. Many of us are deeply concerned about the damage these issues cause in America and around the world, and are grateful this church body is refusing to remain silent. I left another Lutheran denomination and joined this one specifically because I was fed up with not hearing anything at all from the pulpit concerning these issues, or worse, listening to cop-out excuses meant to discourage the faithful from questioning the status quo and taking action. Please stay the course.